viewers over in the Farmington area. I know several of you might be watching tonight. Now, Husky is going to be fouled in the backcourt. Looks like they're going to get Maddie Young. That is her first personal foul, team foul number one here in the second quarter against Farmington.
Mountain needs a bucket right here. We're on a long drought of scoring right here, and that's our kind of our strength is to get some buckets. We need one.
Here's Yonkers into the front court, gives it to Moore. She dribbles up to the top, now over to the right elbow, pulls up for the jumper. Will bounce around and finally fall in.
Yeah,
that's a shooter's roll there.
Yeah, it is. Nice little screen by Jayla after the dribble handoff was able to screen the ball. And when she did, Lakin was able to get a shot.
Ooh, a late foul call.
That's a terrible call. Absolutely a dreadful call.
Looked like Mountain was about to get the steal, but a very late whistle there.
That's a anticipation call there by the official. She lost her footing. Mount Home was swatting at the ball behind her. She lost her footing and lost the ball. Just because she fell to the ground doesn't constitute a foul, but the official, he anticipated it.
That's Jayla Yonkers' first personal foul, team foul number one here in the second quarter against Mountain Home. Ball goes up top to Ewer. Her three-pointer hits the backboard, and that's it. And Mountain Home comes up with a rebound. Here's Coleman with it. She's dribbling to the low block. Trying to figure out where to go with this. Ball's knocked away from her. As the foul's going to be called, though, on Farmington.
Yeah, that time went right in the chest of McCumber. I think she was trying to look to pass to a cutter coming down. Once she realized she had her arm cut, tried to go up. I think they're going to call it on the floor, but was able to draw contact.
That's Kaylee McCumber's first personal foul, that is. Team foul number two against the Lady Cardinals here in the second quarter. 6:50 left in the half. It is a 14-9 Farmington advantage. Inbound pass goes up top to Fosnes. Now Coleman has it near the top. She'll give it to Husky near the left side. Over on the right to Moore.
Farmington's defense looking really good right now.
Yes, it is.
Nice move.
Yonkers dribbling it to Lane for the turnaround leaner. No good. And the rebound's controlled by London.
Yeah, it was a nice move there by Jayla. Just unable to finish.
Ball's up top with Adam. She's going to try another three-pointer. That won't go. Amos is there for the offensive rebound and the putback.
And you make him take a bad shot. You got to know where the ball is and box out. And Farmington, good job on the offensive board.
Moss's first 2 points of the night, 16-9, and Mount Home's going to turn it over once again.
Man, we're just going too fast. We got to turn and look.
The pass from Coleman goes well over the head of Fosnes and out of bounds. Jay the Yonkers going to check back out of the game as Ashlyn Estes checks in for the first time tonight.
Yeah, man, this is good for us, though, to get this early in the season. This is good to learn on how to slow down on things. You know, right now, Farmington's, we're playing their game. They got to sped up. We'll make some good adjustments here and start slowing down things a little bit, I feel.
Adams is going to be called for the travel as she dribbles to the low block.
There's about, I don't know how many people are in the gym right here, but all of them were yelling walk at the same time the official was.
Now Tom gets it back. 16-9, Farmington up, 6:05 left in the half. Inbound pass goes to Coleman. Here's that diamond press again. Coleman gets between two defenders, finds Fosnes in the front court. Over on the left side to Estes, her jumper a little strong. Offensive rebound for Moore, and so Mount Tom will set back up with it.
Yeah, good job by Witten splitting that, coming up the middle. You know, Ashlyn just sped up. She saw a defender coming at her.
Husky has it up top. Dribbles over to the right side, gives up top to Moore. Moore with London right there on her. Now gives it to Husky on the left side. Husky's going to dribble to the right elbow. Trying to go up for the right jumper. It's fouled in the web. Good job drawing the contact. She'll head to the free throw line with 5:32 left in the half.
Yeah, Parker got young and kind of a defenseless position on defense, if that's a word, I guess. But had her kind of stuck in the middle. And Parker, that's a senior, going right into her, drawing contact, getting to the line. You know, if we make these, Matt, we're only down five. And if you told me we had nine turnovers and only down five, I think I would be very happy with that.
Husky's first free throw is up. No good. Still one more chance to make it a two-possession game. Adam Karn's going to come back in, replacing Libby Fosses. And for Farmington, Maddie Young and I believe that was McCumbers as well. They're checking out the game. Yep. Didn't see who replaced them. Second free throw for Husky is up. No good. She misses both. Offensive rebound from McCarn. And she gets out to Husky. Mounts home, set back up with it.
Good job, Anna, going just after the ball. Now, one thing Anna's got to do is when she catches that ball, chin it up and look at the goal. She might have had a chance for a little layup there.
Coleman dribbles towards the low block. Now it's going to be tied up.
Or is going to foul?
No, you're right. They are going to call foul. 5:18 left to play in the first quarter.
Witten kind of got bailed out, I think, a little bit there.
Marion Adams with her first personal foul. Team foul number four.
Nice little inbounds play there. Anna rolled behind there. Good pass. Nice backdoor cut for two.
Anna McCarn with her first 2 points of the night. And it is a now down to a two-possession game. 16-11, Farmington up. The 5:05 left in the half.
Mount Home dropping into a little 1-3-1 zone. Haven't seen this from the Lady Bombers in recent years. Something we got new kind of going on here.
So one of the ones that just checked in for Farmington was Gabby McBurnett, and she gets the layup. And so it's back to a three-possession lead for the Farmington, 18-11. 4:46 left in the half. And now Mount Home's going to turn it over as Estes just mishandles the pass, and it goes off her foot and out of bounds on the far sideline. As we'll take the inbound pass from Moss, we'll walk it into the front court. Ball's knocked around, and a steal by Mountain Home. Was that a 1-3-1, by the way?
Yeah, it was a 1-3-1. Okay. We've been working on that. We're long up front on that 1-3-1. And what it's designed to do is just get some tip passes just like that to try to get some easy steals. Nice move.
But that was a good move by Moore for the one-handed jumper. Good.
Yeah, great little move. They got Lake and Sealed down there. And really good job, nice post move, and see if we come back to that a little bit.
Here's Adams with it, 18-13, Lady Cardinals up, 4:06 left in the half. Ball goes to London in the right corner, her three-pointer is up and in. Jamira London with 7 points on the night.
You know, Farmington, it depends on how well they're shooting it. Right now they're shooting the ball pretty well.
Yeah.
That's what's giving them some extra points.
I'll tell you, they're shooting quite a bit from the arc.
That's they are.
Here is Husky with it.
Matt, we're only down 8. 3:40 left here. Kind of keep chipping away. Make some play. This is what you want to see early in the season before conference games.
13 left on the shot clock as Husky drills to the left side. She'll give it near the top to Yonkers. She's going to drill to the low block. Looks, tried to find the jumper, and she, I don't think she realized how much little time was left on the shot clock, and Mount Home's going to get called for the shot clock violation.
Yeah, you know, I think in that possession, Mount Home passed the ball one time. Parker dribbled the ball for about 25 seconds, passed the ball over to Jayla with about 10 seconds left. You know, that's not our offense there. We got to rotate that ball and get some action on some of our hits.
Here is London with the ball in the right near the right corner. Up top to Adams. Ball go back over to London. Back to Adams. Ball goes down a low block to Brashears. Her jumper or layup wouldn't go, but she gets her own rebound, puts it back up and in.
See if we can steal a cheap foul here from Farmington and get to the free throw line and make some free throws.
Ball goes to Estes on the left side as she gets in the front court. Now it gives it to Moore. It's a 10-point lead right now. Biggest lead for Farmington. 2:45 left to play in the half. Moore's going to drill to the low block. Her pass to McCarr is knocked away, and another steal for the Lady Cardinals.
The stronger girls right there went and got that ball.
Moss pulls up for the three on the left side. Will not go. And the rebound's controlled by Yonkers.
Yep, got a cheap foul. There we go. That's hey, we should be shooting two right there.
Yep, that is the 15th foul here in the second quarter against the Lady Cardinals with 2.5 minutes. It will be Jayla Yonkers at the line for a pair. Who they give that foul to?
Look at number 11, I believe.
Let's see. We're waiting for them to put it on the scoreboard right now.
I think they're going
to
get
it. You're right, it is. Gabby McBurnett with her first personal foul. Again, that is team foul number 5. And so Mount Home will be shooting free throws for the remainder of this half.
You know, if you're Farmington there, you don't like that foul. That's just being aggressive. But now you're going to get Jayla to the line. Jayla is a really good shooter and a scorer, and she can score in bunches. You don't, you know, if you're Farmington, you don't want to see her let see one go through the hole. If you're Mountain Home, this is exactly what you want.
Yonkers gets both free throws. It's back to a single-digit margin, 23-15 with 2.5 minutes left.
And dropping back into our normal man offense here, or defense.
Moss almost lost the handle of the ball, but was able to get it near the basket and go in for the reverse layup.
Yeah, kind of got caught in between defenses there. Didn't know what we were doing, if we were in a man or 1-3-1 or what we had, and just lost our defender, and she was able to go straight to the hole.
Moss with 4 points on the night. Sarah Williams comes back in for Mountain Home, replacing Witten Coleman. It's a 10-point Lady Cardinal advantage. Inbound pass goes to Yonkers, to McCarn, and into the front court to Williams as Mountain Home breaks the press. Ball goes to Yonkers. She's dribbling into the low tour of the paint, and it's called for the travel. 12 turnovers against Mount Home.
Yeah, you know, we had 10 all of the last week or last Monday night.
Yep.
And this Farmington team's a little bit different than Mayflower, but still, we're just self-inflicted wounds here.
Over 2 minutes left to play in the half. Farrington with the ball up 25-15. Adams with it, dribbles towards the right side. Now is going into the paint. Kicks out to London on the right wing. Now gives it up top to Brashears. Her three-pointer bounces high. Will not go. And on the back foul is going to be called on McBurnett. And another two-shot opportunity coming up for the Lady Bombers.
It's kind of been the Bombers' best offense here these last little bit is to try to get fouled and get to the free throw line.
It will be Sarah Williams at the free throw line. With 1:48 left as she'll try to make it a single-digit margin once again. So that first shot is up and in.
This is where that five fouls, you know, on an aggressive team like Farmington, you can take advantage and get to the line and steal some points.
McCumbers comes back in for the Lady Cardinals, replacing McBurnett. One more free throw for Williams. Second shot is up. No good. She gets one of two, and the rebound's controlled by McCumbers. It's a nine-point lead for Farmington as Adams is in the front court between the circles. Adams goes to the right side, now goes into the lane. Tries to get by a couple of defenders. Her shot is blocked, but then she touches it, and it goes out of bounds.
Well, I don't know if it was her or if it was her own teammate coming underneath her that hit that ball. She looked surprised, thinking that that ball should have been off of Mountain Home, but I think it was number 30 there, McCumber, that actually hit that.
And Mountain Home almost turned it over as Moss deflects McCarn's pass. It goes out of bounds right in front of the Farmington bench. And Mountain Home inbound once again with 1:26 left in the half. 25-16, Farmington up.
Need a nice 1 minute, 23 seconds here for the Lady Bombers and chip into this lead a little bit.
Yonkers with it on the right side. She drills up to the top, has her pocket picked by London. She's coming back the other way with it. London's going into lane for layup, can't get it to go, and the rebound's controlled by Moore. Back on the Lady Bombers. Moore is going to get by a couple of defenders, go in for the running jumper off the glass and in.
Lakin had her mind made up. She was going to get that 2 points, and she did right there.
Down to a seven-point margin, 25-18, Farmington up with 55 seconds left in the half.
See if we can get a stop and a score right here. It's going to be our ball coming out at second half. See if we can do a little flip the clock, get a stop and a score.
Here's Moss with it. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebounds knocked around, and ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Farmington. Mountain Home will get it back. It'd be good for Mountain Home if they can make it at least a two-possession
game. That's right. There's the stop we were needing right here. If we can get a score, knowing we got the ball coming out of second half, kind of make some adjustments and slow things down a little bit for us and see if it can help us out.
Inbound pass is stolen by London. She goes in for the layup.
Yeah, just threw it right to her.
Yep. London with...
Did it again.
With 9 points and another turnover against Mountain Home. And now Farmington's going to turn it over on the travel call. That's already 15 turnovers against the Lady Bombers. 32.8 seconds left. Mountain Home will get it back with a 9-point margin. 27-18, Farmington up. Ball is thrown into the front court to Williams. She didn't really realize it at first, but she finally does. Gives it over on the right side, left side to Yonkers. No good. Her 3-point will not go, but McCarn gets offensive rebound. Is fouled back on the way back up. And she'll head to the free throw line with 21.7 left.
Good job, Anna, right there, getting inside position. As a defender, you want to have the inside position. Anna fought around Brashears right there, was able to get inside position and got the rebound.
That is Brashears' first personal foul. Again, Matt Tom already in the bonus. McCarn's first free throw will not go. She has 2 points so far this evening. Second shot is up, and she misses both. And the rebound controlled by Adams.
Now we definitely got to get a stop. Well, we were hoping to have a two-possession game. We can't let it get to 10 going here to second half.
Down to 13. Shot clock is off. Ball goes to Moss on the right side. Up top to London. Over on the left side to Brashears. Down to Adams near the corner. Down to 5. Ball goes up top to Moss. She's going to try for the 3 to beat the buzzer. In and out. And that will be the way the first half comes to an end.
Well, great game. Up and down game. One that Mountain Home needs to go to the locker room and reset. We got to slow things down and try to come out and make it better showing in the second half.
You know, considering the fact that the turnovers are 15-6 right now, Mountain Home's got to feel somewhat fortunate they're only down 9.
Yeah, you are. You're still within striking distance of this. And, we just got to come out. Like I said, right now our mind's going too fast. We're trying to do stuff and not slowing down, seeing where things are and reading. But I tell you what, Coach Leonard's great at making some halftime adjustments. Coach Husky will get in there. They will start making some adjustments here. And I think we'll see a different team coming out.
So we're going to take a break as we are getting ready to start the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show when we come back. It is Farmington leading Mountain Home 27-18. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.